Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. Lord, our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. This is a day that we're going to see the return of the Lord. And His return is so soon, so sudden, so imminent. And I love thinking about the things of God. I always do. Because He's so fascinating. I learned so much from Him. But at this point, there's nothing He talks to me more about than His return. He said, people are going to be thrust into eternity. Remember, the Lord has a great plan for people. Once people make a decision to do whatever they're going to do, the Lord has a plan in place. If people say yes, He has a plan for them. When people say no, they'll stick with the world, He has a plan for them. When people have not decided, He's got a plan for them. When people won't repent, He's got a plan for them. People make the choice, and they're about to be thrust into eternity. And I have to listen to what He has to say, because it's important. And I want to know, what can I do with the last final moments that we have? These are the end days. We will see His return. I believe I will be a missing person in the very near future. His return is imminent. Now, there's a lot of things to think about than, you know, good things we could be doing. But when the Lord put it on your heart that His return is imminent, then you have to let people know. Because once He returned, people are going to say, well, why didn't anybody tell me? I wish I had known. I got left behind. But God didn't try to leave people behind. He tried to help people go with Him. He wanted people to live like Him, which is reasonable. The love of God is always reasonable. And it seems to be the last thing on people's list. When you talk about the love of God, people have something to do. They have somewhere to go. But if you talk about football, basketball, what you ate, what you gonna eat, they got time to talk. Priorities. And the Lord is waiting, you know. They say, well, if He's gonna come, why didn't He come? He's waiting on, He don't want to leave His people if He don't have to. And this has been going on for years. I'm not the first preacher to talk about the return of the Lord. People have been doing that for centuries. But this is the generation that will see it. We will see it. We will experience what God is doing. And it's important to know that the Lord has to do this. His justice requires everything that He's doing. And His love requires what He's doing. And then His wisdom requires what He's doing. God is wise in all things. The people He left behind, I say it once, I say it again. He should have left them behind. Because they wouldn't take Him serious. They wouldn't listen. We get out of this world system by listening to the Lord, by hearing His word. That's how we get the faith to get out of here. And our faith enables us to have oil in our lamps. If you think about a lamp is designed to shine bright with light. In other words, bear fruit. It serves a purpose. If you let your oil get away, you have no purpose. If we fill our heart with the love of God, we will fulfill the law.
and we will do all the things that God will have us do. But if we fill our heart with the world, we become destructive. And then those that are lukewarm, they don't have a devoted love for God, and they have also a love for the world. They become treacherous. And there are illustrations of people that are just like the lukewarm Christians. When I asked him to teach me about tares and wheat, and tares and lukewarm people, there's a difference. Tares, they never had allegiance to God. God never knew them. Lukewarm Christians once had they had the knowledge of God. They had knowledge from Him. They knew His ways. They experienced salvation. They know His peace. And then they walk away from it. If you can walk away from the love of God, it's one thing to do wrong and be an excessive sinner that don't know God, that's deceived by the world. It's another thing that is something entirely worse that wants to do wrong. And they know the light. They experienced it. When people have handled the things of God and they go, you know, the things of God means nothing. They'll betray the Holy Spirit. If God will spit them out of His mouth, that means they are bad folk. They're not good people. They, you know, I used to think that people that's neither hot or cold, you know, the first thought that came to my mind, just people that's just kind of lazy and indifferent, they don't care what happened to other people. It's kind of worse than that. We're not saved by our work. We do worse because we love God. And the church says come. The church want people. The real church rejoices to see people get saved. They pay tithes because they want there to be a place where they can gather and see people get saved. And some people have inherited laziness. It's iniquity. But that's not what I'm talking about. They you know, their parents were lazy. They do lazy things. But they rejoice to see people get saved. Some people are more active than others. But lukewarm is when your love for God is diminished and your love for the world is increased. And people know how to be around everybody. A lukewarm person will act like a Christian in church and around their family, their wife or their husband. Children know how to fool their parents. They're quite good at it. But when it comes to the world, they know how to sneak and do stuff. And when you can't follow God with a love for the world. It's just not going to happen. When God say do something, you're going to monitor how you feel about it according to your worldly love. If you love something in the world too much, you ain't gonna do what God say do. And they betray, not only God, but people who love God, they will betray them. It always happens. Saul tried to javelin David. Now Saul once knew the Lord. Doeg is the guy who killed the 50 priests. He's more like a tear. He never had allegiance to God. He done did anything. It didn't mean nothing to him to kill the priest of God for Saul. And he was waiting on such an order, I believe. And Goliath, he cursed God. Wicked. He didn't like God. He didn't want nothing to do with God. He was a giant. He bullied people. He was a blasphemer, full of demons. Tares. And see, the church is plagued with tares. There are people who have no allegiance to God, but they say they're preachers, they teach in seminary. Remember, the goats always want to get to the high ground. They want to be above the sheep. They want to make money off of them. And, you know, just wicked folk. No relationship, no order. I really don't know which ones are worse. Lukewarm Christians, they know better and won't do better. Won't do better. That's why the Lord came to me saying, His word came to me saying, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left, because people do all kind of things that God can't condone. And He's not taking worldliness to heaven with Him. Jesus paid a price for us to be holy, and God requires it. We are able to do what Jesus did. God enabled us to do everything just like Jesus did. And Jesus followed the Father. He didn't do anything without the Father. Whatever He did was according to the plan and purposes of the Father. His light was shining. People would say, yeah, but He was God. Yeah, but He was a man also. And the reason He stayed pure is because He followed the Lord, just like you have to do. He did it. And He was anointed to do it, and He anoints us. When you're anointed, you have God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. You have the sanction, and you have His ability to do a thing. You may not be anointed to do everything, but you're anointed to do the purpose that God has given you. And just because you have an office, you may be a pastor or an apostle or a prophet or a teacher, evangelist, whatever you are, whatever God called you to do, thank God for it. You have to work it. You have to fill your heart with His love and do it. Otherwise, you'll be useless. No purpose. And if you fill your heart with the love of the world, you'll be treacherous. Remember, John explained it perfectly. The love of the world is enmity against God. Enmity against God. And people don't know these things, but they don't know these things, but they experience these things. They do these things. They do things they shouldn't do. And we must learn to love God. We must learn His purposes and do His wisdom. We don't have a right to work against the kingdom of God. We have to follow Him. As we go forward doing God's word, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. And we can live just like God. We can do the greater works of God. Everywhere we go, everything we do, we can be guided by the Holy Spirit. We don't have to shut down. We don't have to run with the world, do worldly things. But we can follow the living plan of God. Our lamps can be bright, filled with oil. And then, right before Christ comes, you have to trim your lamp. You have to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Live in forgiveness. Live according to the plan and purposes of God. Do all that's in His heart. Draw near to Him. This is the way to not be left behind. There was a pastor. He was in a wreck in Africa. This is the one that was dead 4 days. Well, he was dead for days. And then they embalmed him while he was dead. But his wife would not let him go. And she took him to church, his body in the casket, and they brought it, and he was raised from the dead. This was documented by a well-known evangelist, Bunneke, in Africa. They made a video of it. I watched it. Now, in the ambulance, he asked the Lord to forgive him of all his sins. But he didn't forgive his wife, and the Lord showed him heaven, and then he showed him hell, and then he said, if you die now, this is where you'll be. He didn't forgive his wife. That, my friend, is a wake-up call to see something like that. And I went back to the scriptures and studied the parable Jesus gave concerning the man was in debt, he couldn't pay it, and his Lord forgave him of the debt. Then people owed him money, he went out and he was mean to the people who owed him money, and his Lord found out about it and put him in jail because he didn't forgive. Now, Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven of terrible deeds, a lifestyle of terrible sin. Christian people have done all kind of things in their former life before they met Christ. Some have killed people, some have raped people, some have beat people up, some have stolen, robbed, all kind of things. You name it, they've done it. Homosexuality, fornication, adultery, they did all kind of stuff. Treacherous folk. And then they met Jesus, and he changed their life from wickedness to holiness through Christ. So now you got to forgive everybody, and you got to mean it. And you got to walk in the same kind of love that God showed upon you, shared with you. That's reasonable. Now, I love people genuinely, not so that God loved me. God loved me. That's the standard. God wants me to know him. He loves me. I want to love others. But I love people because he first loved me. I love God because he first loved me. And I asked him to teach me how to love people because I knew I'd be too contrary to continue to do what he expected. And he showed me things about people, and I genuinely love people. That's what I was after. In other broadcasts, I gave testimony how I got to that point, but he helped me love a guy that I was about to fight. And I said, Lord, teach me how to love people. I'm going to fail you if I don't learn these things. In repentance, sometimes you have to work. Repentance is not just a prayer. Some things you have to get worked out. A lot of times, for things I was trying to change in my life, I said, Lord, time out, hold on. Let me teach me about this first. And I still had to preach. God had to, he gave me messages. Sometime in doing the messages that he gave me, I had another clue. See, when you pray for things, don't try to determine how it's supposed to go. Just follow God. You're going to learn things as you go about doing good. He would give me messages before he taught me about temptation. I didn't even want to preach until he taught me some things. I wanted my eye to be single. I didn't want to, be half tempted trying to preach. But it didn't work that way. He taught me things. If I felt tempted, I'd go pray till I didn't feel tempted. Then I'd go forward. But I didn't know I didn't know what he taught. I didn't know the things that I learned. And in doing his work and his will, he gave me clues along the way. It took time to learn what he taught me. But I didn't let up. I said, one day I just said, I'm going to learn this. I don't know how in the world I'm going to learn it, but God is going to teach me, and I'm going to learn how to kill temptation out of my life forever. And Christian people would have said, you can't do that. That ain't going to happen. You ever read Romans 7? Nah. Read Romans 8, life in the spirit. Jesus did it. I'm going to do it. Whatever Jesus did, you can do it too. And as we go forward doing his word, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I don't have to use my strength. It won't work that way. I use his strength, and it will work perfect. Now, I happen to be, again, out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Sorry, my truck's kind of loud today. Somebody tried to steal my catalytic converter the other day. And it's a little noisy, but I'll fix it. I'll finish it up. All right, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.